Welcome to the Men on Purpose podcast, featuring dynamic conversations with emerging and established visionary men on purpose. Thanks for joining us today as we celebrate the men on purpose who are committed, creative, courageous change makers all around the world. Now, here's the host of Men on Purpose, Emerald Greenforest.
And we are here celebrating. This is the 100th show for the Men on Purpose podcast.
Woo-hoo! Oh my gosh, that is crazy. Yay. Did you ever think, Emerald, when you started a podcast, you would be at episode 100?
I had no idea that it would be so fun making my way to episode 100. And I am here today with the baby daddies.
You guys are the baby daddies
for the Men on Purpose podcast. There's actually four baby daddies. You were the only two baby daddies who could get away today to do this little celebration.
I want to know who the other baby daddies were.
what's more impressive is that Doug's a little under the weather. I'm obviously the only one who had nothing to do, is what I'm guessing.
Clearly.
I was going to cancel, but I'm like, I'm not doing that to Emerald, and I'm certainly not doing that to Lou, because he'll hold that against me for the rest of my life. So,
yes.
Yeah, well, we don't want to keep you too long, Doug, because I can tell you're not feeling 100%, and hopefully you don't vomit into the microphone.
I'm going to give you 110% no matter what. I always give, you know, I've spoken from stage. I have run events. I've been everywhere that I've gone fevered, hurt, aching, and it does. I mean, as long as you prop me up, I will be there, and I will be, you won't know unless I would have said something to you, with the exception of having an 8 o'clock shadow.
Let me prop you up, Doug.
Prop me up, baby.
So I just want to say thank you, because you were actually the very first man on purpose that I interviewed on the Man on Purpose podcast.
Feeling good.
Doug Sandler. And not only were you the first, but you were also my pod coach. Mm. So for anybody who's out there listening in Men on Purpose land, if you're looking for an exceptional pod coach, Doug would be the go-to guy for that. He helped me to really set up this show so that it would make sense, number one, and it would make an impact, number two, and it would make money, number three. So thank you, thank you, thank you, Doug. I'm so grateful to you for being one of the baby daddies for the Men on Purpose podcast.
Well, I have two of my star pupils right here, and it's so great between you and Lou. Love having you guys here. So it's turnkeypodcast.com/gift in case anybody needs to know.
Good. Thank you for putting that in there, because I'm not doing the usual, like, let's get information kind of thing today, because we are celebrating this first 100 episodes.
Yes.
So thank you, Doug, for plopping that in there. And So the other baby daddy who's on the show with us today is Lou Diamond, who, as soon as he opens his mouth, you should be able to tell why he's the baby daddy, because he is actually the voice of every intro, outro, and advertisement on Purpose podcast. So thank you for coming and being present with me here today.
Well, truly honored. It is always great to echo a voice on that show. It is fun, because I will listen to Emerald Show every now and then, and I'll go, hey, I know that guy at the top of the show. I also think what's great, by the way, Emerald, is that you've been able to find this many men who are actually pretty freaking awesome. You have a range of guests that have been on this program that have wowed me. And it's really funny, because, you know, as podcast guests, like on Doug's program and my program, we might have some overlap, although no one has any idea what Doug is doing on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
I don't know either.
But every now and then we'll have overlap guests. And I always try to find great guests that I can relay over. And every time that I speak to someone, I go, that person probably isn't good enough for Emerald Shows. But when I do find one, I make sure to send it right. Nice. So you have some coming up for me. I know that. So.
Yeah. In fact, I saw it in my inbox today. So one thing that I want to share about Lou is not only is he the voice of the Men on Purpose podcast, but he also has his own podcast, Thrive Loud, which Doug Sandler was the baby daddy for that too, in some ways, I guess.
I'm spreading my podcasting seed everywhere I go.
Doug likes to call me Patient Zero, which is like, you know, I feel like the monkey in movie with him. And I think that's probably a good thing. But look how much we've improved with Emerald. I mean, this is like, you know. From Doug, who right now looks like crap, to me, who is someone gorgeous like Emerald. So we obviously have done something right here. The tree has gone much better after it's left us.
Yeah, I agree.
Generative, Doug, you've been very generative and generous too. So anyway, I do want to say that Lou is also a master connector. And so, yes, thank you. I did see something in my inbox today. And, you know, I do want to talk about magnetizing magnificent men to be on the podcast because that is my intention. And frankly, as a result of finding the two of you, like you were at the beginning of this journey for me, as a result of finding the two of you, the quality of my show, the line was drawn in the sand right at the get-go. So thank you so much for making that contribution to the DNA of this this show.
Our pleasure. Our pleasure.
Well, it was really easy. The line in the sand that you were drawing was at the bottom. It only could go up.
Very true.
Yeah. Well, so Doug, I want to talk to you for a moment about your own evolution since we started working together. When we put my podcast together, I've watched you also just blossom and grow. And I think what happens when amazing people get together, magnificent people get together, is that we actually spur each other on. You know, I think we activate each other. And I've watched you do some major transformation in your life. And so for everybody, if you don't know who Doug Sandler is, he actually is the co-host of The Nice Guys on Business, which is an epic podcast, incredibly entertaining as well as informative. And I actually was listening to a few of the shows this week, and I love that you are prospering in your PJs. I actually had a program several years ago, Doug, called Prosper in Your PJs.
That's great. I didn't know that. And I didn't, what better way to make a living than from your pajamas? I mean, I took a speaking career that was going really well. And I said, you know what, if I can make that money speaking, I imagine I could make that money not having to leave my house too. So figured out a way to do that through podcasting. So it's been a good journey.
Yeah. And you've grown so much. So let's talk a little bit about how the podcasting journey for yourself and also maybe how being on the Men on Purpose podcast and being part of our circle of excitement has grown and expanded you too. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. Well, Lou would know best about this. It's not the stuff that you know, but it's the connections that you have. And Lou is a master connector, has taught me so many things about, you know, the art of being a master connector. And I've tried to do that too by using Lou's example and connecting some great guests with some other podcast hosts as well. So for me, being a master connector, not quite the level that Lou is, I've really, really loved making those connections. And you do get, you know, my network is now all my podcast. And that's really where I would say that that's the thing that I've gotten out of podcasting that I didn't expect. I mean, I originally got into the podcasting space to promote my book and to promote my speaking and online training and consulting business. And because we were doing it so well, or maybe so loud, Lou said, I don't know what you're doing, but I want to learn from you. And I'm like, okay, but you'd be my first client and I have no idea how to charge you. So we came up with a fakakta price. That means a crazy price. We came up with a price and we're like, okay, let's just try it. And that was probably, I don't know, 50 or 60 podcast launches ago and, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars later in consulting fees. It's been amazing. And so we're primarily in the podcasting space, doing some consulting in the business development side of things too, but mostly in podcast business building strategies.
Nice. So Lou, I want to talk to you about how you felt being the voice for the Men on Purpose podcast and, you know, a little bit about maybe what was going through your mind when a woman approached you and said, I'm doing this show called the Men on Purpose podcast. Can you be my guy? Can you be my voice?
It was one of the most interesting conversations I think I'd ever had because I didn't quite get it. Right away. I was trying to understand what was going on. And this was right at the beginning. You know, there was so much Me Too movement, things going on. And here was a woman that has recognized, well, instead of bashing the other side and recognizing, you know, the problems that are there, let's highlight the men in the world that are not only living on purpose for themselves, but living on purpose for others across genders. And I thought that was such a cool concept. And I love the whole precipice of the direction that Emerald's going. And obviously, let alone a name like Emerald Green Forest, you go, come on, that just can't be right. And then I said, okay, well, having done some voiceover work before, I love the opportunity to put that stuff together. And as you mentioned in the opening, doing not only your intro and your outro, but she goes, I've got more for you. Keep reading. We've got more ads and more sponsors and spots. So I always love doing that. The truth is that the ability to help other people connect on that topic. And what someone actually said to me, who was a guest on your program, there could have been a very deep, manly voice, you know, or there could have been something a little more funny or whatever. But people have always associated me as a very likable person and likability. And one of the traits that you had communicated to me about what Men on Purpose was about was what men were doing that were great for everybody. This likability skill, which is very integral to being great connectors. So I connected once I heard her whole mission and purpose, and which is such a great thing, by the way. Emerald had a real purpose for this podcast, for the Men on Purpose podcast. And I thought that clean definition is something that I know Doug works with many of his podcast programs on, helping people develop that podcast mission statement. And Emerald has lived through that literally each and every day, which is pretty awesome. I know I got choppy there. I apologize.
No worries. You're good. You're amazing, baby daddy. I listen to my own podcast. So every time I listen to my own podcast, I hear you, Lou, and I just get excited once again every time because your voice is really clear and you really do convey energetically what it is that the podcast is all about. And you are the man who makes it safe for other men to say, whoa, a woman is doing this thing. It's like you're the gatekeeper. And so I want to thank you for providing that.
He is the voice of reason. So he's,
you know, it's really interesting because if that's the case for your show, and I'm very appreciative of that, Strickland Bonner is the voiceover for my show. What the heck does that mean?
Oh boy. And Steve O'Brien is the voiceover for our show. So what does that say?
Oh yeah, my goodness. Well, you guys got to be more intentional. Maybe. I don't know. I felt very intentional having the diamond be the gateway for mine.
Emerald diamond. It all works. We got it.
So Doug, I want to talk to you about being on purpose. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, kind of your own journey of getting even more on purpose? Because I think when we first met, you know, one of the things you said in your very first interview with me is, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I'm just kind of like going along and doing my life and things are happening. And frankly, the way I see things have been going for you, Doug, is, yeah, you probably did that for a while, but now it feels to me like you're just getting more and more on purpose. And so I'd love to have you talk about how that feels to be more on purpose and what changes it's created in your own life.
Well, I have to go back to that original time that I was on the show 100 episodes ago, which was how long ago was that?
About a year and a half.
So at about a year and a half ago was probably about the same time that our company started to really get its legs. So while I was pulled in many different directions between customer service training, sales consulting, online training, my book sales, my podcast, I mean, all of these things were like, I don't really know the direction. I mean, I'm going to follow the money trail, but I'm going to follow also the trail that I love the most, whatever that is. And I have found that podcasting has been able to fulfill that need in my mind. It gets me the connections that I need. It puts me in a space where I'm building some great relationships. I'm making some great sales. I've created an environment where now I can focus on the things that I do best, which is sales and relationship building. So my purpose, I guess, as a man on purpose, I would say that when I finally figured out the stuff that really is in my zone of genius, things started to really click and connect, not only for me professionally, but for me personally as well. As you know, I've been through some personal transitions in my life, a divorce after just a couple of years of marriage to my second wife, and then a move to LA and meeting an amazing woman, JJ Flazanes, who is a podcaster also. So talk about right place, right time. No such thing as coincidence. Everything happens for a reason. I totally feel like I'm living my life on purpose every day now because I feel so blessed.
Yay. Nice. Nice work, Doug. Well, we're going to take a very quick break so that we can hear the amazing voice of Lou Diamond in our little segment in the center of the podcast. And we will be right back to continue our 100th show celebration.
The Men on Purpose podcast is brought to you by the Creative Age Consulting Group. Men, are you ready to take the leap and go deep to discover the most meaningful mark you can make with your life? Is now the time to consciously craft the legacy life you want to lead? Are you already a legendary leader looking for your big what's next? Creative Age Consulting Group is hired to help men just like you to gain clarity, create consciously, and commit courageously. Please visit timetomakeyourmark.com to apply for an invitation-only consultation. Be sure to apply for a consultation today if you have been inspired to receive support in serving your purpose and making your most meaningful mark. Once again, that's timetomakeyourmark.com or click on the link in the show notes for access to the application.
And we are back. And so thank you again, Doug Sandler and Lou Diamond, for being here. Doug mentioned before we took the break what it was like for him to be more aligned with his purpose. And so, Lou, you were also on the show. You, I think, were episode 19, which again was probably a good year ago when we recorded.
Wow. There we go.
And so I'd love to hear if anything has shifted for you in your life and your business and your world as a result of being on the Men on Purpose podcast and maybe just sinking in a little bit more deeply to the idea of being on purpose and being a magnificent man.
The answer is, a lot of things have actually changed and developed. And Doug just said something before the break that I thought, aside from the fact that he just texted me that he loves me. I love you.
I'm sending Lou little private messages telling him I love you.
I'm the one saying, Emerald, before we get to me, I just wanted to make one point in addition to what Doug has said. And this was interesting. Doug talked about how podcasting became the center of all the things about his life. Interestingly, if you are, as I am, a listener to the Nice Guys on Business podcast.
Which I am not, by the way.
Yes, he is not. But in his conversations with his partner, Strickland Bonner, on the on air, he discovered a lot about himself and about the business of what turnkey podcast should be, what the Nice Guys business was on the podcast.
Yeah.
This is really kind of crazy, but he used the podcast medium to define how he can grow the podcast medium. And that is what was really amazing. And I'll spin that back to something that I've learned having now done almost 300 episodes of Thrive Loud. And that is that my podcast was used as a way to connect my amazing relationships to guests, the people I was connecting with, to the audience. But it also was a way for me to connect with potential clients, prospects, and many of my clients have sat in the guest chair on my show. And I've recognized that the podcast is not only an incredible way to grow my business and other businesses, but the most important piece is that it helped me to define how I communicate my message. And most notably, when I wrote Master the Art of Connecting, which was my book, similar to Doug, who, you know, wanted to promote Nice Guys Finish First. See, I remember the name of your book.
That was good. That was good. I didn't think you were going to pull that out, but you did.
It's like over there on the shelf.
I was enjoying watching the struggle for a moment, so that's good.
So when I did that, I had actually been struggling because I was connecting all this Thrive Loud stuff I was doing on the podcast and all this speaking I was doing about connecting. And what had happened was that a lot of the work that I was doing on air enabled me to be on purpose, and I was solving lots of problems. So I took a lot of my consulting work, and it has kind of evolved into the fact that the reason people bring Lou on to Thrive Loud, not on the podcast, but in life, is because I'm going to help them with everything they need to do before they pitch. And that doesn't have to be a business pitch, by the way. That could be them trying to get their jobs, trying to get their career, and everything they do once they've done that, and maintain and retain that relationship after the close, which has now become the titles of the two new books that are coming out for me in the next 2 years.
Ooh.
So the business of podcasting, the business of being a connector and helping people thrive through the power of connecting has enabled me to live my purpose each and every day and also help shape what tomorrow will be for Lou.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
All that, I mean, that's all good shit. I mean, that's like stuff that you can only get in a movie. That's really good.
That is really crazy. That sounded almost very like, who's the Ant-Man? That's what that sounded like.
You should make a commercial. You ever think about a commercial about that?
I think we should do a commercial. I think the two of us should do a commercial on the before and after on the NyQuil cold commercial. I would like to be
the after, because right now I'm feeling too much like the before. You're right. Droopy eyes and all.
We'll let Emerald host.
Sorry, Emerald. Sorry.
No worries, man. I love you guys. You can talk all you'd like until I tell you to stop talking. So.
I get it. Completely understand.
Yeah. So I want to actually just drop into what both of you have said about both the podcasting medium and about this whole art of connecting, because the podcasting medium is like the structure, right? It's the container where we can make the connection. But then from there, we have to be very intentional about, you know, how we're interviewing, who we're interviewing, the questions we're asking. You know, it's more than just entertainment, except in Doug and Strick's case, which is, you know, completely entertainment. But for you and I, Lou, it's more than entertainment. And one thing I want to say about doing the Men on Purpose podcast myself is it has been an immensely healing journey for me. Mm-hmm. And that was what initiated the show. Was I became very clear after spending my entire life in relationships with men who were either abusive, addicted, or in some way I felt alienated from them. What the show has allowed me to do is literally shift my entire mindset, my experience, my focus to magnificent men. And it has been an immensely, immensely healing journey for me. So for you guys, you've kind of become more aligned with your purpose and more profitable and more creative and more connected than you had been before. For me, I am much more whole than I was when I started this journey. So
I'd love to add just one thing to that, because I found, like, in the beginning when I started podcasting and I was asking, getting these great guests on my show, and we continue to get some amazing guests. Thank you, Lou, for helping, you know, put some of those people in front of me, and vice versa. We try to do the same for all of our clients and friends as well. I used to prepare to the nth degree with all of these questions, and I'd be so worried about the next question that I was going to ask that I wouldn't really listen to the answer for the person that gave me the answer. So I stopped doing any of that. I still did the preparation and I still found out the information, but I didn't write down any questions. I just thought organically it was going to happen. So the last, you know, we've done almost 900 episodes at this point. And I would say that for probably the last 500 of those 900 episodes, I don't even write down a question other than the intro. I'm just ready to go to, you know, it's like meeting somebody at a networking meeting. You don't ever go there with a script. You know, you go there with the intention of building relationships. And for me, that's been the biggest qualifier and the biggest reason why all of these joint venture partnerships, these great relationships have come. A lot of income has come from our podcast. It really is all about building that relationship and not building a canned Q&A session for your guest.
Yeah, beautiful. I love that. Well, we've only got a couple more minutes. I know you guys are busy men, and I want to make sure that we let you get back to serving the purposes that you are serving.
Lou, you have anything to do? I actually don't have anything.
You got you know, the irony is I thought we were going to go longer. This, you know, Emerald, this is your 100th episode. This is big stuff. This is like milestone. Make it clear that when Doug's had milestone episodes, all right, maybe they forget that they have milestone episodes. I've had movie countdowns. I've had guests call in and come back. I've had people leave fart jokes on the thing. I mean, but I'll say, Emerald, let's make it clear. These are two men on purpose who are here to support you, and you don't have to worry about us running off and helping somebody else. We just have to worry about Doug dropping dead.
I could drop dead of the flu in just any moment now, but no, I appreciate that. Maybe we don't know, Lou. Maybe Emerald has somewhere to go. We didn't
think very true. Yeah, she was trying to be polite.
Well, I do want to shout out to the two other baby daddies.
Yes, who are they?
I want to say I do want to give appreciation, love, and respect to Steve Olscher.
Yeah,
who is the founder of the New Media Summit, who was instrumental in bringing Doug into my life. So if I hadn't gone to Steve's New Media Summit, the very first New Media Summit back in September of 2017, I never would have met Doug. I never would have met Lou. I never would have had 100 episodes of my podcast. So I do have to give a big shout out to Steve Olscher. And I'm very, very grateful for his presence and also for his encouragement to me to be the talent. That was one of the things he said to me at either the first or the second New Media Summit. He said, be the talent. And that helped me to, like, really reset my own mindset around the things I should be doing in my business and the things I shouldn't be doing in my business. So I definitely want to say thank you to Steve Olscher. And I also want to say thank you to the other baby daddy who's going to be editing this, Tim Halliwell. He is the podcast guy, and he's out of Vancouver, Canada. And I love Tim. Tim has been an outstanding support to my business. And he, like, literally, he takes everything that I'm doing right now, and he'll probably edit out all the coughing that Doug made, unless Doug vomits into the thing, in which case we are definitely going to want to keep that for posterity, in case he vomits into the mic. Anyway, Tim is the podcast guy who takes care of all my back end. So I'm really grateful to Tim as well. So
Lou, if there's anybody that's going to take care of your back end, it's going to be me.
I was waiting for that. The volleyball spike just went up in the air. And someone slammed it right in my, you know where. Okay.
Sorry.
Right in your back end there, Lou. Yeah. Well, I do want to ask you guys, since we are here for celebration, and it is the 100th episode, you both have had 100th episodes, and now, Lou, you're at 300 and something, and Doug, you're approaching 1,000. You know, this is a big milestone for me, is 100 episodes. I want to hear how you celebrated when you reached your 100th episode.
Wow. So, Lou, you go first. I'm going to have a hard time remembering what we did. I think on our second 100 episode, we did this whole video thing. But the I don't know. Let me go back and see if I can find out episode. What did you do, Lou?
So I know what we did for 50. Hold on. And I know what we did for 200.
Hey, let me also say this. So we did a 100th and a 200th celebration. That was the last time we did a celebration, and we're on episode nearly 900. So I think we're going to start our second season at episode 1,000.
I vote that you definitely have a celebration for episode 1,000, Doug. And I will volunteer Lou Diamond to maybe come and be part of that celebration and myself.
Now I remember what we did. Yes. So what we did was I actually went and created something. It was a cool tool, which Doug actually uses on his show, where people can leave voicemails. SpeakPipe. And they can leave voicemails, and we collected all of them together, and we went back to as many of the guests from the first 100 shows to come back in and leave some kind of thank you. And by the way, something close to 45 or 50 of them actually came back.
Yeah.
And what we did was we took each clip of it. They all gave some, it could have been a simple, thank you. Hey, it's been great. Or something that, you know, reconnected with their particular message. It was all pretty quick ins and outs. But then we built up the comedy level as we got further and further towards the end. So but we had a great show. And then we put links, by the way, to the original episodes that all of the guests were on the actual episode page. It was pretty cool. We had a lot of fun with that, though.
Nice. And that's called SpeakPipe. See, now I'm learning something.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a freebie, too, I think.
Yeah. Nice. I think it's free up to a certain amount. I think you just have to give an email. And it gives you a link that people can call into or record a message to.
They can record right on their computer. So you can put an embed code right on your website, and they'll be able to have access to a recording from their computer. And you can download that and put that on your show.
Yay. I love that. Thank you, guys. So I learned a new thing today.
Yeah.
I love learning. All right, Doug. So what did you do to celebrate? Recently you bought a car.
I did. I love my car, 65 Mustang convertible. It is great. In the move to LA, I thought it was a befitting little gift to buy myself.
Sexy choice. It was a sexy choice.
Thanks.
I'm actually trying to look up what they did for their 100th.
I think our 100th episode, we did probably a lot of like a podcasters forum or something like that. 200 episodes in, I know we did a special video, and we spent weeks and maybe even months planning it. I don't really think, honestly, that we did anything other than just a better cover art on our episode 300. And I'm sure we haven't done anything for 400, 500, 600, 700, or 800. So
wait a minute. I want to stand on that because I was the special guest on the 800th episode of the Nice Guys on Business.
Okay. Well, like I said, we didn't do anything. Like I said, we didn't do anything on the 800th episode. So I don't know. Podcasting, we build under a different model. I love my community. I love the fact that we've gotten some stupid number. Like, I think we're almost approaching the 3 million download mark, something crazy. But we don't actually do it to build our community. I mean, I don't think we've ever sold anything to our community. I don't think that was the purpose. So we have a whole different business model for our podcast. Again, turnkeypodcast.com/gift if you want to find out about 5 ways to make money podcasting. So we never did it for the community, although we have fallen in love with our community. There are a couple of dozen people that are in our audience that routinely will reach out to us, and we have this really fun Facebook community. So I would say, while it's been important to celebrate the milestones of 100 and 200 and beyond that, I celebrate my community every day. I mean, I love them, but not because they make me any money, just because I have good, you know, like Lou is a master connector. I love connecting my audience to people that are important to them as well.
Yeah.
I think what's going to be good for you, Emerald, and know this, as you hit 100, I remembered seeing, you know, who's going to come on this program? What is the strength of what you have? And I think what your listeners and your following will appreciate is what's next.
Yeah.
You know, you celebrate the milestone, which we're doing today, but you're only going to get bigger and better and keep moving onward and upward. So I think only good things to come after every milestone, which is pretty cool.
Aww,
so,
thank you, Lou. That's
you're
awesome.
Welcome. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, again, I want to thank you guys for being the baby daddies. And I'm so grateful that you took time out of your day, especially you, Doug, not feeling well, to be here on the show.
I was going to be here no matter what, even if I had to do it from the bathroom. I was going to be here. So.
I don't think we would have the video feature on for that.
Probably not at that point.
So I do want to give you, Lou, an opportunity, since Doug shouted out turnkeypodcasting.com/gift several times. I do want to give you the opportunity, Lou, to let people know where they can find out more about you besides Thrive Loud podcast. Where else can they find out more about you? Because you have a, you know, like you said, you've got Before the Pitch and After the Close, right?
Very good. There
both
you go.
So, books that are coming out soon, and we want to make sure that people know where they can find you.
Well, you can find everything there is to know at one of two places. You can either go to thriveloud.com, is where my Thrive business is hosted, and you can find the podcast show as well. And if you're interested in learning more about me specifically, speaking or working at your organization, it's loudiamond.net, and all of it is linked together. And in social media everywhere, it's at Thrive Loud. Specifically on Instagram, we've been growing that. A lot of Instagram stuff going on.
I know, you're crazy, man. You got what, 11,000 followers now or
no,
something?
No, like 14,000 followers or something.
Amazing,
like that.
Amazing. And some of them are actually legitimate people that
don't
have
some of them are actually Doug.
That don't have heroin problems.
Some of them are legitimate people that aren't Russian bots, maybe, huh?
Right, exactly. Exactly. Thanks, Emerald. Thanks for clarifying that. Maybe the heroin addict thing was too far. Maybe I should have said a communist or Russian bot instead.
I don't think that's appropriate.
Oh, my goodness. All right, gentlemen. Well, I love you both, and I'm really grateful that you came, and I'm really grateful that you were part of this party. And yeah, maybe I'll just wait until the 1,000th episode for my next celebration. We'll see.
No, do it. Celebrate every day. Don't let my craziness guide you in any direction. Celebrate every episode, because every episode that you do, you're one episode further than everybody that pod-faded at episode 2 or 3.
Yeah, yep. I hear that, Doug. Well, and it's interesting because that is the other thing that my podcast has given me. So not only has it healed my relationship with men and helped me become a magnet for magnificent men, but it's also given me an opportunity to celebrate. And that was one of the challenges that I had in my own psyche. Was I was the kind of person who would go and accomplish something, and then it would be like, okay, did that, let's go on to the next thing. Okay, did that, let's go on to the next thing. And I did not celebrate well. So the podcast, I actually made an intentional choice to be celebratory every time I hit some kind of a milestone, like, you know, 100 podcasts. I mean, this is a big milestone for sure. And we are already at 71 countries. We just added Senegal this week. So
wow.
I'm very excited about that. And that has been super fun to watch the world map just get filled in on my stats page and see that's all the people from all over the world that are listening.
Yeah. I don't really know where Senegal is.
I don't either. I couldn't find Senegal on a map if
Senegal
I was able.
Senegal is on the far west coast of Africa. So where Africa sticks out like that, where it kind of pushes out into the Atlantic Ocean right on the edge, that's where Senegal is. And some of the most amazing drummers come from Senegal. In fact, there's a drummer whose name is Masamba. I think I'm pronouncing that hopefully correctly, who is a friend of a friend of mine who was on the soundtrack for the Black Panther movie.
Wow.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. They went to Senegal to get the drummers, like the authentic African drummers, to do the music for that movie. Yeah. So cool.
Wow. That's
so
pretty crazy.
Senegal for coming on board. We appreciate
maybe
Wakanda forever.
Maybe the drummer is the one that is looking to listen to the one that's listening to Emerald Show. I don't know if I have any listeners. We have some crazy number, 175 countries. I don't know how to spell half of the countries that we are listening in, but I can see somebody probably that's a, who are the Somali pirates? I see them wearing the Funkin' Fan t-shirt that we have provided.
Yeah. Doug's fans are called the Funkin' Fans.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
On the nice guys on business. And you know, what's interesting, Doug, is that I have been celebrating the countries, right? But I kept looking at the map of the United States, and the two holdout states were Arkansas and Vermont.
Are we there yet?
Vermont?
Wait a minute.
I couldn't believe Vermont.
But you're like next door.
I know. I live right next door to Vermont. I'm like, what the heck is going on with Vermont? Why? I feel like I need to drive my car over the border and just download, you know, do one download to get Vermont on map. And so we got Arkansas a couple weeks ago. And just this week, finally, Vermont signed on. And we have one download in Vermont.
Sorry.
Well, you know, technically, Emerald, one download in Vermont, because I think it's a socialist state now, is actually the whole state. So you got everybody. You know,
nice. You have the entire electoral college of Vermont on your side now.
Jeez. All right, guys. Is there anything else you want to say before we close and let you move on with your beautiful days?
I just made it through the entire episode without puking, so I'm feeling like I've really done my thing.
I'm going to raise my glass. It's only water, but I'll raise it. We could pretend it's something else and say, here's to the next 100, Emerald. Kudos to you. And
I'll raise my chest all. It's my homeopathic remedy. I'll raise that to here's to less flu and more fun.
You know, we have the flu weather here in the northeast part of the country. You live in like sunny California, mister.
I got it at New Media Summit. It was like everybody was sick there. And I'm like, there's no way I'm getting out of here without being sick. I made it all the way home. JJ got it. And then I got it.
I just want to know one question, Doug. Do you think I could pull off Emerald's earrings? Because I've been looking at them online and right now. I mean, like, you think I could pull it off? I could go a whole.
Well, the feather would actually look good if it was just raised in the back of your
back of my bad head. It would actually be pretty cool if it actually did happen. Yeah, so it's, you know. I will say, as you get to your episodes moving on, and whoever has to edit this, I feel bad. But the thing that I will always challenge you to do is to try to bring back more of these guests, bring back the other ones that have been here, get some updates from those. That's always a lot of fun. Unless, of course, you have to bring back Doug Sandler. That's just...
I would not do that. I would not till the 1,000th and then get me back online.
I don't know.
There we go. And hopefully he'll feel better by then, right?
Thanks, Emerald. Thanks,
thank
Lou.
You, Emerald.
All right. Thank you, guys. It was lovely having you. And listeners, we love feedback. Please let us know what you thought of our 100th episode, or send in questions or guest suggestions to listeners@MenOnPurposePodcast.com. We might even give you a shout out on the show. Thanks for tuning in. Keep your ears open. And remember, you are magnificent men.
Thanks for tuning in, downloading, and listening. Be sure to review and rate Men on Purpose on iTunes and share with other men who can benefit from today's episode. Men on Purpose is the premier podcast series for informing, activating, and inspiring the leader who has made his money and knows that now is the time to make his mark. We welcome your feedback and guest suggestions and invite you to subscribe to our mailing list to be notified of each new episode at menonpurposepodcast.com.